In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Madam President, Madam Director General, Honorable Ministers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. I congratulate you, Madam President, and the Bureau for your deserved election to this important office. I thank Madam Dr. Chan and her capable staff for excellent preparations for the meeting. The attainment of universal coverage is a top priority concern for policymakers globally at a time when many people are being financially crippled by rising healthcare costs directly paid as out of pocket. This undoubtedly aggravates inequities. The challenge, however, is to opt for right policies and workable measures that ensure rising costs do not impact negatively on access to quality healthcare services for one and all in society. Rising to the challenge requires an enabling national and international environment conducive to dealing efficiently with the multifaceted issues of universal coverage. Achieving universal health coverage has been placed high on the agenda of my country. The Constitution of the Islamic Republic of Iran confers social insurance benefits upon retirement, unemployment, elderly, disability, medical services, etc. The government is under the obligation to provide services and financial support to each individual with resources derived from the public budget and tax revenues. The Universal Health Insurance Act obliges the government to provide coverage to everyone in need of medical services and compares provision of free-of-charge primary health care services throughout health centers affiliated to the Ministry of Health and Medical Education. The 20-year reform map of the health system and the 5th 5-year development plan of the Islamic Republic of Iran entails developing health care benefit packages through identifying vulnerable groups in need of support to afford health care costs and extending the health care referral system from rural to urban areas. The map accords high importance to health care standards while using health technology assessment, HTA, and cost-effective analysis. Moreover, developing a financial protection umbrella, a cost-sharing model of health services, and designing clinical guidelines are other focus areas of the map. It also stresses the formulation and continuous review of the list of basic and complementary health benefits packages, as well as reinforcement and expansion of the family physicians-oriented referral system. Healthcare financing in Iran is public-private sector driven. On universal coverage of insurance, the co-insurance of outpatient services is 30%, and that of inpatient services is 10% of the total cost. According to recently enacted subsidies targeting Act, 10% of the resources resulting from savings under the Act shall be allocated to the healthcare system. As a great leap forward, the government is planning to make inpatient services even free of charge in public hospitals. Distinguished delegates, let me conclude by emphasizing that global solidarity is quite instrumental in attaining the goal of universal coverage. Ensuring at the international level universal and non-discriminatory access to advanced diagnostics, vaccines, and therapeutic measures, health technology, health information, and knowledge is indeed crucial. Resorting to unilateral sanctions imposed upon developing countries undermines their genuine efforts to achieving quality health care provision. I thank you, Madam President.